7 lines from the top. Oma Rabbi Yirmiyeh Vitaimer Rabchiyeh Barabe Tagim Shal Teire Unkle Sager Amorei Mipi Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. That means this was Niskabel from the Targum from the Papira Belezer Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shal Neviim Inosin Ben Azil Omrei Mipi Chagai Scharia Malochi. So here the Marsha and the Maritz Chaya says that he didn't hear it from Chagai Scharia Malochi because they were much before Yenisim Ben Azil. Yenisim Ben Azil was a Talmud of Hillel. And the Hillel was 100 years before the Churban HaBayis, and Chagai Chaim Malachi was in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. Nadloshin of the Maritz Chayis is Rakapirish Sheosaf Betargumoy Habiyurim Shehoyo Mekubolim Balpeh Min Aneviyim Halolu. That means he was Maasef. It was from different people, had different Messiahs from different Inyonim, from the Nevi'im, and he was Ma'asifit. Yeah. Nizdaze Eretz Yisrael Alba Meis Parsa Al Alba Meis Parsa. When he said over the, it was Meisr, the Targum, Inos Ben Azil Al Nach, so Eretz Yisrael shook. Yotzusa Baskel Vaomra Mihuze Shegilos Sorai Livnei Odom. Was Megale Sisrei Teir Livnei Odom. Oma Jainosim Ben Azil Araglo Vaoma Anihu Shegolisi Sisarecho Livnei Odom. I was the one. Goli Viaduele Fonecho Shaloi Lechvoidi Osisi Vloi Lechvoid Beis Abba Elo Lechvoidcho Osisi. This is all done with Kvod Shemayim Shlayabu Machlekes B'Yisrael. V'oid Bikish L'Galis Targum Shal Ksuvim. He wanted to be Megala the Targum Shal Ksuvim. Yotzus Arbaskel V'omreloi Dayecho. That's sufficient. My time Mishum De'izbei Kates Mashiach. Because here there's the case of Mashiach and Daniel, so Memela, that's why they were makbid min hashamayim that there should be a Targum on this on Daniel. This machlekes harishonim, if we do have Targum on Ksuvim, so others say on Iyuv, Mishle and Tilim, we do have a Targum from Yunus and Ben Azil, that's Osius Emes. But he didn't write on all Ksuvim. He didn't write on Daniel. And other Rishonim say that the Targum we have on Ksuvim is not from Yonos and Ben Azil, it's from a different Tanim. The Targum shall teire unkelus ager omroi v'omar rav ike bar ovin omar rav chananel omar rav maidach si v'yikru בספר תורה סלקים מפורש בסיים סכל ויבינו במקרא. So what is pshat in this pasuk? ויקרו בספר תורה סלקים זה מקרא. מפורש זה תרגום. בסיים סכל אלו הפסוקים. That where the פסוקים end. ויבינו במקרא אלו פסקי תימים. ואומרי לו אלו המסורש. That Ayavinu ba mikra either where the psukim end, or no, Ayavinu ba mikra ilo piske time, that's the neginis, Amrila ilo ha mesayris, the mesayris, which is chosa v'yeser, akri neksiv, so kaponim, we find that the Targum was already bizman Nehemiah. And this watchat unkle sager amroi. So the Gemara answers shakhum v'chazru v'yosna. That they had forgot the Targum and v'chazru v'yosna. He was miyased. Frek the Gemara maishna di reise de lo yizdaze va de nevi yizdaze. Why Eretz Yisrael was shaking by the Targum of Yenosim ben Azil, not by the Targum of Unkelis. So the Gemara says, the Reise Meforshim Milse, Teres Molas Meforish, the Neviye Ikem Milid, some Amelis, so there was no problem that Mi Huzeshe Gilos Sorei Livnei Odom. But it's Mephurish, so Memele, so there was no Gilish Seidis, Gilish Storm. But Nach, the Nevi'im, Ikemili, the Mephash, Ikemili, the Misasma, the other things which are Sosu, the Chsiv, Vayayma, who Yigdal, and Mispeit, Birushalayim, Ke Mispeit, Adad, Rimain, Bibikas, Megidain. And then there'll be a Hespid, which will be as great as the Mispeit Hadadrim and Bebikas Megidoin, for Omar Rav Yosef Ilmolei Targume Dahai Kro LeYedana Maikoma. Without the Targum, I would never understand Pshat and Posse. For Yoimahu Yiske Mispeit de Birushalayim, the Mispeit in Yerushalayim will be as Godel, Ke Mispeito Da Achav Ba Omri, the Kotel Yossi Hadadrim and Ben Tavrimoim, ורמייסקילות, ומספיידי, דיישיו, בארומן, דקוטו יוסי פארי חגירה בביקס מגידוי. Let us explain a few things on this Gemara we just learned. Let us first explain this last Targum, that ויימהו יגדל המספייד בירושלים, the Navi says there will be a hesped in Yerushalayim. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah says, what is this Hesped? So there's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Either the Hesped will be on the Harige of Mashiach ben Yosef, or the Hesped will be on the Shechita of the Yetzirah, or Shecht and the Yetzirah. And it says this Hesped will be Kim Mispeit Hadadrimoin Bebikas Megidoin. Hadadrimoin was a melech that went and killed Achot, and that wasn't Bebikas Megidoin. Bebikas Megidoin was that Yeshio HaMelech was killed Bebikas Megidoin through Pari Chagir. And the Targum was Megale, that if you look at the Pasuk, you think that Hadadrimoin Bebikas Megidoin, that Hadadrimoin in Bebikas Megidoin is one place. One hesped. So Yenosim ben Azil was Megale, the Tvigma, two different hespedim. There was a hesped of Hadadrimoin, that was a melech, that Al Yode was killed Achav Ba'omri, Bimuchame, and because Megidin was a mokim where Yeshio a melech was killed, and this hesped will be as great as these two hespedim. I saw that Chaser brings down from the Shneis Aliyahu, if we'll say that it's speaking about the Hesped of the, after the Shechita of the Yetzer Hore. So he says, what is Pshat in this Dimyan? He says as follows, that Emerson, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when Achav died, it was a Rina. Pasuk says it was a rina, v'yaver harina. So the Gemara says, ba'avod rishoyim rina. There was a big simcha that Achav was killed, ba'avod rishoyim rina. So where was the hesped? So he says the hesped was by the tzaddikim, it was a rina, but by the rishoyim there was a hesped. It was a hesped by the rishoyim. By Yeshio, Baromain, Beim was punkverkehrt. We see he was a tzaddik. The Deir was not, the Bnei Deir, there were others that, they were over there by the Zohar, they fooled him and he didn't know about it. So, by his hesped, the tzaddikim amaspet him. The Rishoyim verkehrt, they weren't too happy with him, to have a melech such a tzaddik. So we have here two hespedim of two different personalities. Achav, the Rishoyim were maspid, and Yeshio, the Tzadikim were maspid. The Gemara says in Sukkah, when they'll shech the Yetzirah, alolo boichim, valolo boichim. The Rishoyim will cry, and the Tzadikim will cry. So that's pshat in the posik. The posik is, by this hesped will be, you'll have a hesped tzai mitzad ha-tzadikim and tzai mitzad ha-reshoim. That's the dimyan to these two espedim of Achav and Yeshio. And then I saw that it's Yosef, or the Anav Yosef, and Seif Moed Cotton says, if it's going about Mashiach ben Yosef, so what is the dimyan of these two espedim? So he says, the Achav and Yeshio, there was a merdik achilik between them. Achav was a Rosh, Yeshio was a Tzaddik, but besides that, Achav, there was a merdik at Te'elis that Klal Yisrael had from Achav. He was a melech bekippah. He was very powerful. And they, when he was melech, Umas Oilom were not afraid of, the Klal Yisrael was not afraid of Umas Oilom. By Yeshio HaMelech, he was a Melech Shofel, didn't he? Wasn't too powerful, but he was the Etzim person was, he was a Ish Tzadik, he was Mashiach Hashem, he was the Valdeke Tzadik. So the Hesped by Achav, he says, was that they lost the Te'elis that Klal Yisrael had derived from Achav, that was Nistalik after he was killed, that was Nistalik. So there the hesped was on the te'elis they had derived from him, not on the etzim ishius of him, he was a roshe, but the te'elis was a hefset. That they were maspid. By Yeshio was faker, there wasn't too much te'elis from him. He wasn't a powerful king, but he was a ish tzaddik. By the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, the hesped will be kailo both in yomim. Klal Yisrael had a gewaldike te'elis from him, and the etzim ishius of Mashiach ben Yosef, ish sadi, so there the hesped will be a hesped that's kailo both in yonah. Let us go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that B'shas, Yenisim ben Ezeel, who said the Targum on Nevi'im. So the Baskel came out min Hashemayim, miuze shegila sesorai livnei odom. I saw the Ben Yoyodo asks Kashe, what's gila sesorai? Zoyra Kodesh, that's called Sisrei Teire. So Mamela, he just said pshatn the psukim. So we have a posik that's awesome, we don't know pshat, he said pshat, so that's pshat. So what's the chidat, the loshna the ben yodas, v'chi yatalgum, v'dabu besoydis, v'rozen yiloin, k'zayra, it's a zayra kodish. A zayra frek barakasha. Lulei de mistafine, I would like to say perhaps a little pshat in this gemara. This is the emes pshat, I don't know, but perhaps it's korov lemes. The Dal Kechaim, the Varshav Rov, it brings down that he was the Odom Godel, a Talmud of Pshol Salanta, the Chadush Yerim. So he brings down the Hamoinam. I mean, the Talmid HaChachomim had Gvar de Kanof, I mean, it was Rizik et Talmud Chochem. The Mekabolim came over to him and asked him if he would learn Chochmas HaKabola, they'd be able to be Nene from him. So why doesn't learn, he didn't learn that Mektsoya. So he told them, he said as follows, he said over a Goyin, the Goyim said that there are three Mikzayis in Torah. There's Torah Shebiksav, there's Torah Shebalpeh, and there's Sisrei Torah. And in each Mikzayah, there's Pardes. So it comes out that Torah Bishleimuso is 12 Chalokim. That's a Torah 4 times 3. The Goyim said that's Pshat Kizeh Kol Ha'odom. That's a person. One is one Yema Odom HaSholom. That's what the Goyim said. And he explains, so it comes out that in, let's say, Teirish Abalpeh, is Pardes.
So he said, what's the Seidus of Teire Shebal Peh? We're not speaking about Zoyer, we're speaking about Teire Shebal Peh. So he says, the Seidus of Teire Shebal Peh is the, when Nizgala through the Dalid Raglei HaMerkove, the Tumim, the Ktsois, the Nesivis Rabbi Kiveike. That's the Seidus of Teire Shebal Peh. You learn a Gemara, it says, a Teisvis, Vim Teimar, Vyeshleima. That may be the pshat in Taisvis, but the sod in the Taisvis, the lombis and the svaris and the amkis, what the gdeile achoinim, that's the sod of Teira Shebal Peh. He says, many times you see the goin in Aderes Aliyo and Shnois Aliyo could say pshat in the Mishneh, that the Gemara doesn't say this pshat. He says a different pshat than the Gemara said. He says because the goin said pshat. The Gemara could be his drush. That's not in the Mishnah. We're talking about his apardis and Teira Shebal Peh. The Gemara could be his drash. The Goyin said pshat. He says in Sisrei Teira, there's also, he says, the Goyin learned the pshat in Zoya. The Arizal was the drush in Zoya. But Al Koponim, this pardis, this soidis, in these three mekzois, in Teira Shebiksav, it's also pardes. It's pardes, the soidus at Teire. And the pshat is that, for example, this posik that Yonosim ben Azil was megale pshat, that you look at the posik, you think it was speaking about one hesped and one mokim, and he was megale no. So that's the sod of Teire Shebiksav. Sisrei Teire is another mekzoya. But this was, he was Megalus, the Pardus, the Seidus of Teire Shebiksav. I once thought, the Olam sings on Simchas Teire, Ashrei Yisho Leish Kocheko Ben Odom Yisametz Boch, Ashrei Odom Oizle Boch. So I thought, there's a Hemshech in these three Inyonim. There's an Ish, Ashrei Yish Shaloyish Kocheko, the Nesivis, Nespirish, and Zechainis says, Ish is a person that's mamish, his whole mahus is to do rotzen Hashem. He has no atzmiyis mitzad atzmoy. And he's kesei the dovak in the rabbinish loyom, so he's like a malach. Malachim are called Ishim. So Ashrei Yish, Aloy Yish Kacheka, we're speaking about a person like Valdeke Bal Madreigit. Then we say, Uben Odom Yis Amitz Boch. Then we speak about, not an Odom, a Ben Odom. Uben Odom Yis Amitz Boch. Then we say, Ashrei Odom Oizloi Boch. We speak about an Odom and a Ben Odom. So we had mentioned before, the Goyin says, Pshat in the Pasuk in Keleski, Zeh Kol HaOdom. When is one called an Odom? An Odom is called when Zeh, when he hears the Teire Bishlei Musay, all 12 Chalokim. Gizeh Kol Odom, that's an Odom. Uben Odom, what should a Ben Odom do? A Ben Odom is not an Odom, he's not an Ish. So what should he do? Yisametz Boch. So could be Yisametz Boch means, there's a psikta that says, Boch is Marames Adachov Beis Oisi Yisateire. A Ben Odom should be Yisametz Rechov Beis Oisi Yisateire. And we say further, Ashrei Odom, Ois Loi Boch, how did he become an Odom? An Odom, Ois Loi, his Ois is also through the Chof Beis Oisi Yisateire. So a Ben Odom is Yisametz Boch, and from the Imutz in the Chof Beis Oisi is, eventually he can become an Odom at Ois Loi Boch. Kizek Kola Odom. So an Odom is a person that knows Teire Bishlei Musay, the three chelkei teire ba'oifin shel pardes. That's an odom. It's very interesting. The Gemara says that there were baskel omro mi huze shegilas sesorai livnei odom. Who was the one that was megalav the sesorim to the bnei odom? See, the psakasha. Who else is supposed to know this sischei teire? Not a ben odom, but a malach. I mean, the teire was given. But could be over here, the taina is livnei Odom taken. That means, mi hu shegila sisorai livnei Adam. That means, livnei Adam, that a person, that means, a person is a madrega of an Adam. So memele sofakert. Then he knows that came about to a gewaldika avoide, so he's an Adam. So memele, he knows teure with pardes, with the sisrei teure. That means now a ben Adam can go and take a nach and start learning, and he learns the seidus atayre that were given. That's the seidus, that's the pardes of Torah shebiksav, and he learns the seidus atayre on gonish. By the way, he can go to pardes. He can go to the chelik asoid, and that was nisgala. To Yenosim Benazil. So that was the time that Miz Uze Shagilas Sorai Livnei Odom. He's not a madrega of an Odom. That's Kizeh Kol Odom, but this is a Ben Odom. And what's the Taina? The Taina is Mestome, Asmid is a Posik, Kvoida Lakim Haster Dover. That it's not the Seidis HaTorah, they were written in such a way that it's a Seid in order to find it out. So pshat is that not everyone should know them. So that was the taina to Yenosim ben Azil. So the taina was, als kvoida lekim haster dovo, you shouldn't be megala the side. So if I can't, one should know that it's difficult to understand. Not one should get it on a silver platter. Side satire. So Yenosim ben Azil said that it was not on lekvoidi, but le lekvoidabe. Now it was done the Kvoit Shemaim, Shlayarbe Machlekes be Yisrael. That, since it is Sosum, so Lamaise, there'll be a Ribi Machlekes be Yisrael. So Fakert, there's a Kvoit Shemaim that there's no Machlekes be Yisrael. So that's why it was done. So even though Mitzadecho, there's a Seder of Kvoit Olekim Haster Dover, above all, but even here there was Kvoit Shemaim Shloyabe Machlekes B'Yisrael. But could be that's, and that what Ben Yehuda asked, it's not Zayra Kaddish, it's not Rosen Eloin, Seidus have nothing to do with Zayra Kaddish, it's a Besundere Mikzoy of Teire, the way the Goin says. There's Seidus and Teire Shebeksav, and could be these were the Seidus, this is the Dvorim Stumim of Teire Shebeksav. These are Seidus, and that was the time that why were they in this gala to Ben Odom, the Bnei Odom. Perhaps that's shot a little in the Gemara. Now, Yenosin Ben Azil was much before Unklus. Why didn't he write to the Mashoz Moira? Why didn't he write the Pirish on Torah? The Targum of Torah. So, Fakert, he held it wasn't necessary, the Mashoz says, because it's, Fakert, he wanted the milse de reise mefarsche milse. So it's mefurish where he didn't held that that's so important. Bakel te dvorem astumim shebe benevim, that's what he wanted to be megala. Now Gavurcha, the Pesach Einayim brings down that the Targim Yenisim ben Azil, that we have Allah Teure, that's not from Yenisim ben Azil. So memela, So that's why Unkelus, that's why he says Unkelus, like this would be, that he taken to the Masha also. I mean, he wrote a Pirish, he wrote a Targum Alatir. Fakel tries to say that's not from Yenis and Ben Azil. Let us see Rashi. Shloyarbu Machloikis, Leporish Mikrois Astumin. Keitza Moshiach Besefer Daniel. Vayikru b'seifa teres alakim b'seifa ezraksiv. Ze mikro loshen ivri shal chumish. Apsukim eich nefsokim, where you end, where the psukim start. Biskei ataimim anegineis kruyim taimim. Il mole tergume da haikro, shlemetzinu b'chol amikro, Hesped lahata dreamin bebikas megidoi. That means this person and this mokim, we never find
ויינוס תרגמר לשני ספיידס, עד הדרימי ברמי סקילות, וישיור בביקס מגידוי, כמפורש בספר מלוכם. I don't know, it's God, I mean, in the Pasuk is Merames and two Espeidim, you have to know that the Pasuk is Merames, and when the Pasuk speaks about the Hesped of Achav, it speaks about the one who killed Achav, the one who was Mesaviv, the Mises Achav. There it doesn't speak about where the Hesped was, it just speaks about the Mesaviv of the Mises. By the hesped of Yeshio, there it just speaks about the mocking where he was killed, doesn't speak the who was Mesaviv his Misa. So like the Pasuk is not consistent, he was speaking about the Ritzeich, and he was speaking about the mocking of Ritzeich. So you have to understand why there is that way, that's Tzicha Chelik of the Seidus of Nach. The Ra'isi, so we had spoken about already the Indian of Daniel, that Daniel was not needing to be a Talgam on Daniel. Zimmer brings now the Pasuk in Daniel. Ra'isi ani Daniel avadi es amara, he saw amara of Nebuhi, v'anoshim asho yo'imi leiro es amara. They did not see the Mara, Abu Kharod the Gdoyla, Nofla Layim, Bayivruchu Behechote. And they ran. There was the Gval de Kapachad, they ran.
Hi. Igbola says,
Manino Anoshim, Omer Abirmiye, Vitamer Abhiye Barabe, Zechage, Zcharye Malachi. These were Chage, Zcharye Malachi. Inu Adifu Mine, they were better than him. Biyu odif minayu. Inu adif minay, the inu nevi'e biyu lav novi. They were nevi'im, he wasn't a novi. Iyu odif minayu, diyu choze ve inu loichozu. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the inu nevi'u shenisnabu li Yisrael b'shlichusay shal mokim, uhu lo nishtalach li Yisrael b'shum nevu'im. I'd just like to elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying. There's a Droshes Haran, the Ran in the Droshes Trush Kimmel, brings down a Gemara Nedorim. The Gemara Nedorim says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashche Shchinosoi Elo on a person who's a Chocham and a Onov and a Osher and a Giber and a Osher. We learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chocham and an Onov. He was an Osher. He was a Sasher from the Psalus from the Luchashniyas. He was a Giber. The Gemara says he picked up he was making the Mishkan Dachsamir. He was a Giber and an Osher. So the Ran asks, Bishloima a Chocham and an Onov, he understands that that's an essential component that an Ovi has to possess. Tetzach. Why does he have to be a Giber? Why does he have to be an Osher? So the Ran says, that the Anovi, the purpose of Anovi is to deliver the Dvar Hashem to the Hamoinam. Now, in order for the delivery to have an impact, it should ring a bell by the Hamoinam, he has to be respected and looked up. So if someone that I respect him, I look up to him, so Mamela, I'll listen to what he says. She says, in Hamoinam, he says, there are different people which are, create achshibis by different types of people. Other people, he's an osher, so I respect him. And other people, he's a giber, he's a physical giber, I respect him. So Mamela, he says, and since the whole tachlis of a novi is to deliver the message, the dvar Hashem to the Amoinam, so he has to be someone that's suitable to speak. And a speaker is respected for different miles that he is. Others are respected for the gvura, others for the shiris. Kishem novi miloshin nivs osayim. That's the taicha novi, a speaker.
Rashi in Chumash says, the Ba'ari Nachicha Yine V'yecha, so Rashi says, what's that, Aaron will be your Navi, Mitur Gemonach, he'll say over what you want to say. V'chein kol loshen nevue, odom ha-machris u-mashmiya lo-om mi-loshen nivs-vasayim. So a Navi in Yesod is a redner, a person, a mouthpiece, a speaker. That's the taich of a Navi. He was the ambassador of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. So Memeila, so the Gemara says, so they had a Maila over Daniel. What's their Maila? The Inu Navi. Shenisnabu li Yisrael bishlichusei shel mokim. They were the ambassador to Klal Yisrael from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Daniel was never sent to say Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. So Memeila, this Maila, which is a Gevaldik Maila, the Shluchei Hashem, the Matzdikei Yasarabim, Samayridik Maila, that Maila Daniel did not possess. Leidar Gisa, in the Hasoge of Nevuah, Daniel was greater than them. They were not masig this Mara, and Daniel was masig this Mara. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So, inu adife mine, and the iu adif minayu. Yeah. So now, let's see further the Gemara. So if they were not masik the mare, so why did the pachad fall on them? So the Gemara says, afagav de inu loichozu mazlayu chozu. But this is lemaila, their mazel sword, and therefore they were affected. Omar Ravine, shma mino haiman de mibitz, afagav de inu loichozu mazlayu chozu. So Memele, if all of a sudden a pachat falls on a person, so you should know this yesh dvarim begav. Mai tekante likri krishma. Bikoyim b'mokim atinoifes linshev miduchte al begamidi. Biloi leim ahochi izi deveitavchi shmeina minoi. If not, you should say a lachash that the izim by the butcher, they're fatter than me. This is a lachash. Now, it's very interesting. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says a little different. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Maitakante, Linshoif Miduchte. Inami, Likra Krishme. Ve'i koin ve'mokim atinoifes, that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara would seem, from our Gemara would seem, that the Indian is to learn Krishna. If he can't learn Krishna, he's a Mamakam Atinaifis, Linchev Miduchte Yarba Gamidi, she should go Daladamis, and there he should learn Krishna. That would seem from our Gemara. But from the Gemara over there, it seems that the mocking that he is in, that's Mesugal, that he has a pachad, could be the mokim is also goyim this, she should linshev miduchtei. And that the Teres Chaim says, well, Agama wouldn't make sense, but the Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin says, he says, that is pshat in v'anoshim shayim ilero samara, abochorod g'day l'nof l'olein, v'yivruchu b'eichovei. What was the v'yivruchu? The v'yivruchu was the linshev miduchtei. That pakelt, who are they running away from? What's the pakelt? There's an inyan of the duchte where the pachad is, that one can run away from the pachad if he finds himself in a different mokim. Right? He says the mokim is also, it says, a sibir for the hergish pachad. Could be the inyan of likra krishma, could be that the inyan of krishma is once from Ramey Bergman Zal Gazun Zayin, he brings down a Yeresh Mayim is pshat, that the only fear he hears is from the Rabbeinu Shlom. There's nothing else He's not afraid of anyone else. That's the Betzim Dinyin of Ata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Olakim Ein Oid Mulvadoi, that there's no other Koyach in the Briya. Ein Oid Mulvadoi. So it could be that is the Inyan of Krishma. The Likre Krishma, that what the Krishma is made, Hashem Olakeinu Hashem Echod and Achdus Hashem, there was a person who's in Gansen mevatel himself to the Rabbeinu Shloim, to Achdus Hashem. So then there's no other thing in the Briya besides the Rabbeinu Shloim. So Memele, so then all other koiches that could want to be mefachet him, could want it so that they become bottle to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Could be that is the Indian of Likre Krishna. Let us see Rashi. My time may be so, the Sibbe Kravel Chavod, the Gdelo Nofla Leim, the Yivrahu Bechove, Maslayu, Sar, shall call Odom Lamailo. Person has a Maloch, a Sar, and that the Maloch is able to see the potential, the reason of the Pachat. Therefore, that's how the person feels it. Linchev Yedalik. Zog die Gemara weiter. Wahashte da Amrit, Medina, Medina, Veir, Veir, Udrosha. The Gemara said before that Medina, Medina, Veir, Veir is coming to tell us that an ear that's Samoch, Le Medina, if it's Samoch, Onire, so here's Dinim of Medina. It's coming for Udrosha. To tell us the two types of Medinas, two types of Ayoras. It's coming to tell us different Inyonim of Gabi Mikra Megillah, that coming to Drosh, is Mishpocha u Mishpocha Lamai Ose. Oma Rabbi Yaisi Bachanina Lahavi Mishpocha is Kohune Leviye Shemevatlim Abaydosan Laboim Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. That they're coming, the Pasik is coming to tell us that the Mishpacha is Kohuna, Leviya, Mavatlan, Avoida, Boy Lashmem, Mika Megillah, Tomar, Yehuda, Marab, Kahanim, Babaydosam, Leviyim, Beduchonon, Yisrael, Bamamodon, Kulon, Mavatlan, Avoidosan, Boy Lashmoya, Mika Megillah. Tanya Namihochi, Kahanim, Babaydosam, Leviyim, Beduchonon, Yisrael, Bamamodon, Kulon mevatlin abeidosan aboin lishmoy mikra megillah. Let us see Rashi, Yisrael b'mamodon, v'imdim al tmidei tzibu b'shas ha-kolben. B'shas ha-makib d'kolben, so the Yisrael are o'imedeh, k'esnam b'meseches tainis, tishmeru l'akrib li b'moyadoi, hayich shaymer, im eino imed al gabov, tikno nebim arishaynim, of Dalit Mishmoris al Kol Mishmer Mishmer Oya Maimid, and they came to Now let's see Taisfis Mevatlim Kehanim Abaydosom Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. The Mevatl the Aboide Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. The Koshe Amay Mevatlim Loi Acher Akriye Ish Harbe Shuhus La Aboide. What's that? The mevatel the avoide. How long does it take to lay the megillah ready? So afterwards, you can do the avoide. Bishloime the kivin the mishaheir ayoyim avizman avoide. Vehein menichen oisa b'shvil akriya. Akel the mishaheir ayoyim. That's the zman avoide. They should start doing the avoide. They put up a sign in the base of Migdish. We'll be back in 2 hours. And the Beis Hamikdash empties, that means the Avoida that should have been done now is will first take place 2 hours later. So the bittel doesn't mean a bittel lachlutim, that means they're going to do the Avoida, but it's a bittel l'shaitoi. L'shaitoi, there's no Avoida now. Now is the time that Avoida should have been done, the Avoida should have started being done, and it's the ma'achad Avoida, that's called a bittel. Im Taima Vyasa Vidosa Miyad Vachakach Yikru Amegila Levado. That's why Machad Aboid. First do the Aboid, and then
Schleimer, der Teublikreis im Azibur, mischen Baabe zwei Persumme Nisse, so verkehrt, so bsim se Zibur lein den, so me meile, die den Aztatung, die Aboide, kidei, dat abe Mikra Megille behidder, be Pirsum, so that's called Mavatl na Aboide. I had a stickle haore, that it says, I mean, so this we learn out from Mishpocho Mishpoche, that different mishpoches were the Kahanim were mavatl, Levim were mavatl. They were mavatl, the Levim beduchonon, Solbam amodam. They were mavatl, the avoide. So it's telling us each mishpoche, that's mishpoche, each mishpoche is mavatl, the avoide. So, bishloime the Kahanim, I understand. Okay, the pasuk is telling us that, there was a Meshaheir Ayoim, they should be doing the Avoida now. Let's be Megashim Dinyan. They made a pious in the morning, and this one will do the Shchiten, the Ilochen, the Zriken, the Akhtar, everything, I mean, everything was taken care of. And now when she start doing the Avoida, a guten Tag, we're not doing now. We're not going to do the Avoida now, we'll go to first year the Megillah. So the Kahanim hearing, and them was mutl now to do the Avoida, them have atl the Avoida. Now, the Levim, I don't understand how the Levim have atl the Avoida. The Levim, shad is, that when Bishas, the Nisuch, Hayayin, of the Kolben, ain't Shire ala Bishas, ain't Shire ala Yayin. So Bishas, the Nisuch, Hayayin, of the Kolben, they were supposed to say Shire. That's what's supposed to say Shire. So now, Bishloime, if the Kahana would be doing the Avoida, and they go away, and they say, listen, I'm not doing that. I have to say Shira, Guten Tag. I have to hear the Megillah. So this will be a Kolben without Shira. So this Mishpoch is Mavatl the Avoida. This Mishpoch is Mavatl the Shira. But the way it is, L'chayre D'Aitaisu sets it, so, I mean, they're gonna go to hear Tris Megillah, B'Rei Vam Hadras Melech. So they're all going. So the Kahanim are mevatel d'avoide. The Levim are not mevatel the Shire. There's no Nisach Hayayin. There's no Shire now. That's why they're mevatel the Shire. And the Israel is no mevatel, there's no bitl on the Sobam Amodem also. There's nothing doing. So there's nothing doing. So Pshad is, there's no maimed. You only have to, the maimed is when the kabbonis are being nikra, so then, the kabbonis are being nikra, so then there's an inyan of standing there. If there's no akrovis, so there's no maimed, there's no shiras, I don't understand. What's called that each mishpoche is being mevatel, the mishpoches kuna levia mevatlan avoidosan aboin lishmei mikra megillah. As long as the kahanim aren't doing anything, there's no bitl mitzad the levia. The Turi Evin wants to say different than Taisus. They hold that's a big deichik to say that, Muslim Kahanam Avidosa means that the Bitalis are not doing it now, they'll do it later. That means the Ma'achad Avoida, not Mevatel Avoida. So he wants to say it's Negeya that by the Tomich of Bein Abayim, for somehow there was no, they didn't learn the Megillah yet. And now it's late already. Now it's very late, and it's other. Either now they'll hear the Megillah, or they'll do the Avoida. They can't do both. I mean, it's a Reiske commander. There was no Mikra Megillah. They didn't have a Megillah, whatever it is. So now, what do you do? So, Fakert, so the Chestake, the being a Pisket, Isis, and Erchen, Rabbi Kebege, Techen, so that's Mevatlan, the Avoida means that Taki don't do the Avoida. I mean, here the Mishpoche is telling me Pshat that it means that if there a situation arises that that there was no Mikra Megillah, now they have time only to do in the Makim the Tomich Albeinu Abayim or to listen to the Megillah. So the Pshat is that they're not Makriv Atomit. So according to the Turi Evin, so it could very well be
that you have a situation that up to the Tamid Shalbein Abayim and up to the Nisach Hayayin, and we want to make Shira now, and the Levim all of a sudden, Levim somehow did not hear the Megillah. So now the Shaila is, so what do? Do we sing Shira on the, do we sing Shira on the Kolben, or do we go to Yemikim Megillah? That is our Avoida. So then Taket Shayach, that it should be a bitl of the way the Turiyem says Pshat, the Shayach to be a bitl of the Shira, the Shayach to be a bitl of the Maimet. So each Mishpoche is Mevatl, their Avoida, B'mokim Mikim Megillah, that's Pshat Mishpoche, Mishpoche. Zog de Gemara weiter, Mikan Samchu Shabbos Rebbe, Shemevatlim Talmud Teure Oboin Lishmoye Mikre Megillah. So here, Beis Rebbe was Mevatl Talmud Teure, Kavochayme Me Avoide, O Ma Avoide, Shehi Chamure Mevatlinon, Talmud Teure Leikolshke. So they made a Kavochayme from Avoide, Madach Avoide, which is more chomer than Talmud Teure, Mevatl, Lutzeirich Mikre Megillah, Talmud Teure Leikolshke. The Rishash brings down, why is the Mishlem a bitl avoide? It's very good. I mean, now is the time to do the avoide. You're not doing the avoide. You're not doing the avoide. You're listening to Mikra Megillah. So that's called a bitl avoide. But why is this called, Mevatlim Talmud Torah? I mean, the Mevatlim Talmud Torah, Mikra Megillah is not Talmud Torah. It's also Talmud Torah. I saw the Olch HaShulchan in Simen Tarpei Zayin Sif Hei also asked this kasha, where's the Mevatlin Talmud Torah? So he says, V'af al gav the Megillah have a limud HaTorah Mikol Mokim HaHiluch V'at hazman sheyishasvu kol ha'om v'yaschivu likhis b'Torah have a mitzvah Torah. But that means if you have an oilam that's in the middle of learning, and all of a sudden we give a patch, it's we can go to the shul now to hear Mikra Megillah, so the etzem hiluch, and until they start learning, that a kolchoch is a bitl teire of what could have been, or what was. So my mail that's also called bitl teire. And he made a kalbochema from avoid. Fregt die Gemorre, wa avoide chamure mit Talmud Teire? Avoide is mo chome mit Talmud Teire? Och si, a yehi beyeis Yeshua b'Yericho. Yeshua was b'Yericho, he was then, they were surrounding Yericho. Va yisa eino va yar ve hine ish oimed lenegdoi, va yishtachu. He bowed down to him. Fregt die Gemorre, wa heiche ovet hoche, wa ma rab Yeshua ben Levi, Also, the Adam Shiiten Shalom Lachavere Belaila Hashin and Shema Shedu. Shalom is Shmeishla Kadish Bochu. Belaila, if you can't see who this is, maybe this is a shed. You're not allowed to give Shalom to a shed. And if Adik is not allowed to bow down to a shed. So, Frick the Pesach and Naim, we're talking about Yeshua. He says, Mezak Tachibel from the Arizal. And Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, if someone came in front of them, they knew what his machshavas, they knew what, or they knew him inside out. Rabbanan Tzachanu Baruch Hu b'Mitam, when people used to come in front of the goy, in front of the Rizal, used to put their hands on their foreheads. So it was only then they shouldn't. They were able to see everything. They were able to read them like a book. The pachad that one had to go into the goyim, Rabbanan writes in a note, was mamash meyudik, because he knew me inside out. No, so Yeshua, the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe, how did he bow down? You know how to give shalom. This is Yeshua. So the Pesach Enayim says, he says, how did they all know? How did Rav Shimon ben Yechoi know? How did the Arizal know? Al Tzruach HaKadosh Shebehem. He says, here Yeshua did not know. He says, Alonu Ata Yim Mitzareinu. He didn't know who he was. So if there's no Ruach HaKadosh, just like Elisha said that Hashem helped me many, that he didn't know by the mice of Elisha Shadamis, he didn't know why she's coming. Here he didn't know, so if he didn't know, so the Gemara asks, Heicha Ovid.
So the Gemara says, Shani Hosam Domalek Yani Sartzva Hashem. He said he's a Sartzva Hashem, so my mail is, so a Sartzva Hashem came into Hashem book. It's not a shame. Like the Gemara Vedulma Mishakri, maybe it's a shed, and he's saying Sheker. Gemiri Dlei Mavki Shem Shemaim Levatol. A shed could say Sheker, but to say Sartzva Hashem, not be a Sartz for Hashem, it would not be masked the Shem Shemaim Levatol. Oh, Malach. So this Malach said to Yeshua, Emesh, towards evening, Betaltam Tomich Obein Abai. You mevatal the Tomich Obein Abai, Ba'avsho Betaltam Talmud Teire. That was before. You should have been makiv the Tomich. Because the time on you. Are you on makiv the Tomich? And now it's night already. It's after the Beinah Bayim already. Betaltam Talmud Teire. So Mamela is a double tree. Omalei Aleizim and Bosa. And what Avla are you coming? Omalei Ata Bosi. I'm coming on the Avla which is now. In Yemavapu, on Bitlo Teire. Miyad Vayolin Yeshua Balailo Hu Besoicha Eimek. Omer Rab Yechanan, Melamed Shalom, Beumko Shel Halocha. The Malach came, so Akapon, that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that the Rebbe made a Kal V'Chaimah. Rebbe made a Kal V'Chaimah, that Madach Yimavatel Avoide, Yimavatel Talmud Torah. Here we see Fakir, the Malach did not come in the Mevatel Aboid. The Mevatel, the Tomit Shalbein Abayim, the Malach didn't come. The Malach came, he came later. And Amar Bosa, Ata Bosa, he came on Bittul Torah. So you see, Bittul Torah is greater than Aboid. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Ba'omar, Rav Shmuel Bar Unye, Godol Talmud Torah, Yosem, Me'akrovas Tmidim, Talmud Torah is like greater than Akrovas Tmidim, Shenema Ata Bosi. So we see that Torah is greater. The Gemara Loikashe, Hod Rabim, Vahod Yochid. That means they were speaking about Talmud Torah of Klal Yisrael, so that's like greater than Avodah. That's where it's Ata Bosi. And here, But Beis Rebbe is not Talmud Torah of Klal Yisrael. That is a din of Talmud Torah de Yochid. A Talmud Torah de Yochid. So Memele, then the din is that Avoida is more chomel. Memele, so Rebbe made a Kal V'Chaimah. Madoch, Mat Mavatol Avoida L'Mikra Megillah. Abadigis Mavatol Torah L'Mikra Megillah. Dachsach me, the Bali Musa say two inyonim here before we see Rashi and Tosfos that he came out Bittul Torah, but he came out Sartz for Hashem. He came out a general. He didn't come out a Mashkiach. He came out a general. So Pshat is the Gemara says in Makis. Dafyud, oimdeis hoyu ragleinu bisharayef Yerushalayim, migorem lelagleinu sheyamdu bilmulchomo share Yerushalayim sheyoiskim betoira. So the Gemara says the hatzloche in mulchome, migorem lelagleinu sheyamdu bilmulchomo share Yerushalayim sheyoiskim betoira. So he came out tzar tzvo. If you want to be matzliach in tzvo, so you have to learn. That's the Mekor of Atzloch in Mulchome. That's why he came out Tzar Tzvo, and there was a three out Bittul Torah. That's when they say, Obuf Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, that the gather of Bittul Torah is not only Bittul Torah Bekamos, but Bittul Torah Be'eches also. It means if someone could learn in a much deeper oifen, and a much more understanding oifen. And he didn't, that's also the Bittul Torah. So the Bittul Torah that they weren't learning, B'shas Yeshua, that doesn't mean they weren't learning. But they were, so the matzah of Muhammad, the Amkis was missing. Right? And that was the Tviya. That was the Tviya of Bitaltam Talmud Torah. That's also a bitl of Talmud Torah. Yad vayolin Yeshua balay lohu betoicha emek omer Rabbi Yochanan melamed shalom ba'omke shel aloche. That's akher, the Tviya was, and the, there was a bitl Torah of the Amke shel Torah, and akher, that was the tikkun shalom ba'omke shel aloche. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi, Ebeich Ovid Hochi, Shishtach Voloi, Tesi Vayipa Lapona Vayishtachu, Emish Bitalta. So where do we see all this? The Bitshuve Sheishivoi Ata Bosi, now I came, on the Lemaidim, Tchilas Divrei Amalach, Hashimein Bishnei Dvorim. He was mashim them, For two things. Emesh Kleima, She'erev Hayoim, when it became towards evening, Hoyulchem Lakriv Tomit Eret, She'emakriv the Tomit, Ubetaltem Oisoi, Benishta Ahisem, Bemara Ve'ir Chinam, you remain there Chinam, She'en Zman Mulchoma Belailam, She'en Zman Mishatechshav, so you should have then, it was not a Zman Mulchoma, she should have seen that they should be makriv the Tomit. Achshav shulai lai lo hayo lachem lasik b'teira. You should have been oisik b'teira. Shrei einchem nilchomim balaylo. You should have been oisik b'teira. Agavulcha des Rashi l'chayre is l'chayre masim to what we mentioned before from Yisrael Salanta, is Amoyre de Ketaz. Ketaz says in the that's Mr. Mimim Balad, Chayim. The mother says that Almeh of the Haoretz, Al Ozvam Esteirosit, Moses says, Shloi Birchu Bateire Tchila. That he did not make Birchas Ateire. Mora Nedorim. So, the Taz says, what shot he didn't make Birchas Ateire? He says, Emerson, they were learning. But the Omol Beteire, the Yegiyah Beteire, the Asik Beteire, that they weren't doing. They were learning Teire as I, if it's good, it's good, and if it's schwer, geht mir weiter. So that was the type of learning that they were learning. So, say, that's Chachmor, Shaloi Birchu Bateire Tchila. What you said? Because the Broch is Lasik Bedivrei Teire. The Broch is to make an Asik out of it, the Omol and Yegiyah, that's called Asik. They were learning, but not oiskim b'teira. Rashi says over here, we'll see Rashi in two places, says, Shahu laila oyochem lasik b'teira. Shrei enchem nilchomim b'laila, she should have been lasik b'teira. Ata bosi, al shel achsho. Agavuch, by Chanukah, it says, Zaydim biyad oiske seirosecha. This is a merdeke targum in Shir HaShirim. That b'shasta mulchome, they were oisik b'teire. Zaydim biyad oiske seirosecha. That means b'shasta mulchome, they had nothing to do at all with the mulchome. They were oiske seirosecha. They were oiske, they're losh hoiva, oiske seirosecha. And that was b'shasta mulchome. So here, the zikha taine, it's not a shasta mulchome, so manela, Hilchem lasik b'teir. Ata bosi al shalachshav. Miyad vayolen yeshu b'laylo b'seich ha'imek lo'y b'yisa elay l'ksid. Al b'laylo shetzor ala ay. Ochi koma miyad chose yeshu midvora. Shebo layla acher b'motzer osak b'teir. They were oisik b'teir. The Mohen says, Od the rabbim b'hosom kol Yisrael hab. That was a bitl teir of klal Yisrael. So that's more choshuv than avoided. Let us see Taisus. Chayshinon shemo sheitu. Perish riba. The davke chutz la'ir. Heche v'shrikri mazikim. That's what it says. You're not allowed to give shalom to someone. B'layla the davke chutz la'ir. Heche v'shrikri mazikim. Ki goyim besode. U'balayla. So then there's a chashash of mazikim.
וכן היו ישוע צער היריחי בסוד הרוחק ממחנה ישראל. That means there was no בני אדם. It was away from people, away from civilization. אבל במוקם שבני אדם מצויים אין לוחש. אני לא מבין בחייש ומזיק. דמלי כן, אדם שאומר לנו בלילה בעיר כיס וגט לאישתי, איך הכסבינה, איך השמשיידו, אולי נכתב עד הנכסלי בבועה בבועה. But the shadow has gives another shadow. The Gemara says if there's a chash shade, you have to see if there's two shadows. Asking the point of the Gemara, like Mishushloch Beber, the Perek is Kabul, there the Gemara says maybe it's a shade. You can't see him. But some say at night, there's no such problem to declare someone is a shade. So Al-Kochoch, you see that Stavke. So when the people are around, we're not chayish for shade. Emish betaltem tomich obein obay. Kosh amai betlu. Why would it take him a vatlu? Bishloim betalme teire betlu. Fishay torim aleir kol Yisrael. They were involved. Aval kahanim amai lehoyu makriv matomit. It seems the kahanim bchlal were not involved in the Muhammad. They went in the Muhammad. Yisrael in the Muhammad. So why went to Kahana Makim to Tomit? Yishloim afi sha'orin lehoye bim kaimai kede omar perik adol. Ba kahanim naisim es ha'orin. That means, Achs Metaisis in Erebin says, there were two arenas, in Hiergrad, al pi adibo, they had taken the orin, the arena shal zor, and they had taken it with them, Al-Piyadibo, so it wasn't Bim Kaimai. So the Oren was there together with the soldiers. So, theoretically, they should have brought back the Oren, since Mibe'eret, it was a very Lav's Man Mochome, so they should have taken back the Oren, and then they should have been Makrim the Tomit, and the Kahanim didn't do it, they were there together, just like the Yisraelim were there, Isaac, because they'd been Yoni Mulchome, even though it wasn't his man Mulchome, so they were also there. Vimtaima vehechem mashme lishne dekro, de bitlo hatomid, the Talmud Teire, everything is mamis Yisrael Teire. Vishloima vahochi pirushe, videkoma halono ato im lezareinu, hochi koma. Bishvil Talmud Teire Bosa, Dersiv Teire Tziv Alonu. That's the Taitz Alonu. Are you coming because of Bitlu Teire of Teire Tziv Alonu? Im Letzoreinu, Ei Bishvil Akobone, Shemeginim Oleinu Mitzoreinu. So that is Pshat in the Posek. Ata Bosi, Perish Rivon, Al Talmud Teire Bosi, Dersiv Beiva Ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashiro Hazois. So Mamelus, so here we see the whole conversation, Merum is in the post. Bayolon Yeshua Balailahu Besecha Emek, Meksiv Baha Krokain, Elo Shetzor Ayoriche Ksiv. There's no such posik, Bayolon Yeshua Balailahu Besecha Emek, Meksiv Baha Krokain, Elo Shetzor Ayoriche Ksiv, Bayolon Balailahu Besecha Om. It says Bayolon Besecha Om. Shetzor al ha'ai k'siv v'yelech b'laylu b'seich ha'imek. So there's no such posik v'yolon b'imek. V'derech ha'shasu l'katzer ha'psukim l'arvam yachad. Sometimes the shas puts two psukim together. V'yvenosin ha'kesev v'kom lo'im. Which is also no posik. Chazal made this a posik. Posik v'nosin ha'kesev v'kom is putting two psukim together. Melamed she'olach v'lon ba'oimko shel alochem. So Taisa says, kol zman she'shchine ba'orin shruin sheloi ben koimom asurim b'tashmish amita le'goros le'yochem. We're not going to, this is no shaykhish with our gemore. The ma shaykh kat, what shaykhish is this here, that there's nisa tashmish amita if the orin was not shari ben koimom. Perik ador goris lei, the koma, shenenash Yeshua al shebito Yisrael mipi yivaridia. So Yeshua is nenash, because forget why he didn't send back the orange libim kaima, because they were also mipi yivaridia.
Now, let's look on the side. Loisosri Adodi, so Lechere, that Gemara is not a Sira with our Gemara. The Hosam Koma, Shenene, Shapiria, or Shabitis from a Piri Bivivia, Roch Omar, Shenene, Ashabitl Meavoido, Yeshloima, the Mashenene, Ashley Hoyoloi Ben Zocho, Hoya, Shabitl Yisrael, Mitashmish, Midikanegan Midik. There were two answers. That what Yeshua was never zeicher to have a ben zochum. That is because he's mevatel klal Yisrael from Tashmish and the Meilah, so that was an einish. Abo shar einish bolei al bitul teirer. And the asug you're speaking about that there was an einish al bitul teirer.